Blog Talk Radio.
TMZ. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play. We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you, and I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like the beef do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed with the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, you already know what it is. Yeah, you already know what it is. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. It's Pregame Radio. It is Saturday, March 19th. Tonight, we got Danny Southside representing, of course, Southside Jamaica Queens. He'll be with us in a little bit. We already know how we do old school throwbacks, the pregame throwbacks, and we get right up into it. So call us at 347-857-4302. Big shout out to Sabine's Hallway, located 320 Franklin Avenue, between Clifton and Green in Brooklyn. 718-789-2673. All y'all, you know, ladies, it's springtime. It's time, you know, get the fly hairstyles going. So call them up. Tell them Brooklyn Black sent you. But here we go. Pre-game throwbacks, and we'll be right back.
Make a clap to this.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make a clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. to this. Make a clap to this. Let the mic magnetize me no more, but it's biting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back, I'm looking for the line. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat. The rhyme will be kicking in till I hit my last note. My mind remains to find all kind of ideas. Self-esteem makes it seem like a thought took years to build, but still say a rhyme after the next one. Prepared, never scared, I'll just bless one. And you know that I'm the solo win, so Eric B, make him clap to this. Make him clap to this. Make a 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 clap to this. I don't bug out of chill or be acting ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to build. Eric, be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance with this. But can you detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist? Say indeed, then I proceed, cause my man made a mix. If he bleed, he won't be no band-aid to fix. He's making this, no one rhyming too, there's no rhymes left. I hurry up because the cut'll make him bleed to death. But he's kicking it, cause it ain't no half-stepping. The party is live, the rhyme can't be kept inside of me. Disruption is like a volcano. It ain't the everyday style of the same old rhyme, cause I'm better than the rest of them. Every B is on the cut, and my name is Rakim. Make a clap to this.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you're now rocking with Trey Brown. I'm with my dog Brooklyn Black. We on pregame radio. Hey, yo, Black, go in, man. Show, show.
Firm and young with a laid-back tongue. The aim is to succeed and achieve at 21. Just like Ringling Brothers, our days in a sound. Captivate the masses, the roses profound. Do it for the strong, we do it for the meek. Boom it in your Jeep. Or your Honda, or your Beamer, or your Legend, or your Benz. The rave of the town to your foes and your friends. So push it along, trails we blaze. Don't deserve the gong, don't deserve the praise. The tranquility will make you unball your fist. For we put hip-hop on a brand new twist. A brand new twist with a whole heap of mystic. So low-key that you probably missed it. But yet it's so loud that it stands in the crowd. When the guy takes the beat, they bowed. So raise up, squire, adjust your attire. We have no time to wallow in the mire. If you're on a foreign path, then let me do the lead. Join in the essence of the cool I breed. You cool out to the music, cause it makes you feel serene. With the birds and the bees and all the groovy things. Like getting stomach aches when you gotta go to work. Or staring into space when you're feeling berserk. I don't really mind if it's over your head. Cause the job of resurrectors is to wake up the dead. So pay attention, it's not hard to decipher. And after the horn, you can check out the viper.
Sideways, but competition them must come straight way. Competition them try to come sideways, but competition them must come straight way. How's about that? It seems like it's my turn again. All through the years, my mic has been my best friend. I know some brothers wonder, can Piper really kick it? Some even wanna diss me, but why sweat it? I'm all into my music, cause that's how I make tapes. Try to make hits like it could remake tapes. Me sweat another, I do my own thing. Strictly hardcore tracks, not a new jack swing. I grew up as a Christian, so did I give thanks. Collect my bank, listen to Jabberwocky. I sing and chat, I do all of that. It's 1991 and I refuse to come back. I take off my hat to other crews that tend to rock. But the low end theory's here, it's time to wreck shop. I got chips and shot, so whom shall I fear? Stop looking, listen, but please don't stare. Suggest to the store and buy the LP or drive RCA, cassettes and CDs. Produce and arrange by the four-man crew. And oh shit, Skep Anselm, he gets pops too. Make sure you have a system with some fat house speakers so the new shit can rock from Boston, Massapequa. Cause where I come from, quality is job one. And everybody up on it, you know we get the job done. So beat to that crew, and beat to this crew. Bring on the tour, we'll see you at a theater nearest you.
Hey yo, but wait, back it up, easy, back it up. Please let the abstract embellish on the cut. Back and forth just like a cameo song. If you dig this joint, then please come dance along to the music, cause it's done just for the line. Now I gotta scat and get mine. Underline the jazz. The what? The jazz to move that ass. For the job originates that feeling of pizzazz. It's a universal sound. Bless the buffers on the ground and the one tick below. You didn't have to go. So say that I'm a teacher, cause I once had an orgy. And sometimes for breakfast I eat grits and porgies. If this is the center, then call me a skunk, I ask. Now check it out, all my peoples in Queens, you don't stop. Now all my peoples in Brooklyn, you don't stop. And all my peoples uptown, you don't stop. That includes the Bronx and Harlem, you don't stop. Now to that girl Rommel, you don't stop. I said because ladies first, you don't stop. And to the JBs, you don't stop. And De La Soul, you don't stop. And to my brand new beginnings, you don't stop. And to my leaders of the new, you don't stop. And to my man Lost Professor, you don't stop. Rock for the beat, you don't stop. Everybody in the place, you don't stop. You keep it on to the rhythm, you don't stop. And last not least, on the short shot, this is Zulu Nation.
Get on it, baby, baby, 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 get on it, baby, us. Thug ass niggas that love the bus, explain to us. Y'all niggas be scrambling, gambling. I'm restaurants with mandolins and violins. We just sitting here trying to win, trying not to sin. High off weed and lots of gin. So much smoke needs oxygen. Steadily counting Benjamins. Nigga, you should too if you knew what this game would do to you. Been in this shit since 92. Look at all the bullshit I've been through. So called beef with you know who. Fuck a few female songs or two. Then a blue light, niggas blue like Mike. Shit, not to be fucked with. Motherfuckers better duck quick. Cause me and my dogs love buck shit. Fuck the luck shit, just hit the aim. No aspirations to cut the game. Bitch your game, talk your shit. Grab your cat, pull your clip. Squeeze your clip, hit the right one. Pass that weed, I got the light one. All them niggas, I got the fight one. All them hoes, I got the light one. Our situation is tight one. What you gonna do? Fight or run? Seems to me that you take B. Bone and big, nigga, die for me. I'ma tell you like a nigga told me. Cash on everything around me. Shit, lyrically, niggas can't see me. Fuck it. Buy the coke, cook the coke, cut it. Know the bitch before you call yourself loving it. Nigga, would've been fucking it. Doesn't it seem hard to you? Bitch come through with mobs and crews. Good fellas down to the most of dudes. Who's the killer? Me or you?
We forgive you. But you know not what you do.
7 a.m. broke in the morning with tinny caffeine and green and nicotine. No dope, so pop a double adult little ripster. Nigga, Mr. Clean, nigga, clean. Deep in my temple and I do get sentimentally stained with my instrumentity and heated especially for your team in the 45 and D will be in between the scenes. Destroy your dreams, you willing to die, we'll see. How many speaks when it comes to see we mean mug, mug, mug. Can it be perfect? Disciples with a survival tongue of a double and sword. Triple, six rivals sitting five. It's too good to bitch, breaking out for live. Mama size, set up, he's ready for Armageddon. 65, it's wild, bless you, child. That whatever came of me, put in positions over the bed. All that I had to do was stay, test me now. Contain them and I'll surrender, and I'll fight them. Pick up my pen and my hand, none of my trusted friends.
Poppin', it's the Kid Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City. Rockland's King is in the building. And on Friday nights when I'm not hollering at Snow Bunnies and all that, trying to give me a little number, I'm tuned in. What I'm tuned in to? I'm tuned in to Brooklyn Black Pregame Radio. You heard? What you hear me? Pregame Radio with your boy, Brooklyn Black. Ladies, he's coming for you. It's your boy. I'm out.
Yeah, you already know what it is. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. You got Ebony in the building.
Yeah, you know, and no, this nigga did not say when he ain't trying to holler at nobody, yo. I swear, when I catch up with him, we gonna have problems. What's good, son?
Ain't shit, man. Chilling. But, you know, as the throwbacks was going,
You was on point with them throwbacks, son, for real. I mean, real talk, you hit something for all hip hop heads. You had the, you know what I'm saying, you had the I'm the King of This Shit with Rakim. You had the laid back, jazzy, backpack shit with the Tribe Called Quest, and then just the straight hood shit with Biggie. So you outdid yourself this evening. Pat yourself on the back.
Oh,
good.
Thank you. I try to keep it funky. You know, it's also a big thank you goes out to the people and the staff, the admins, you know, who say, yo, you should throw this on, and you know, I want to hear this, you know. So like I always say, PM for the people, like, we just here to push buttons and talk and clear up the airtime, but pregame radio is for the people, and the throwbacks is a prime example of that.
What's that?
Like I said, I was skimming through, you know, I was skimming through the pages, skimming through the internet, and, you know, these white people are bugging in the UK. You know what this 68-year-old doctor did?
No. Wait, a 16-year-old who?
68-year-old doctor.
Okay, go ahead.
She got busted for having a Tanzanian woman as a slave. I'm sorry, not even a doctor. She's a former hospital director.
Wow.
And she only has to, and check it out. She only has to pay £25,000 to the woman for damages. And so 9 months in jail.
And how much time in jail?
9 months.
Wow. I wonder if this sets some kind of precedent. I mean, what exactly is the penalty for having a modern-day slave? I mean, what's the difference in how she employed this woman or how people go to work every goddamn day? I mean, was she abused? Did she get an opportunity to be educated? I mean, there are so many other variables right now that we don't know about. Maybe she didn't consider herself a slave. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she didn't consider herself a slave. I think that's real interesting, son, and I think I'm going to have to go online and check that out myself, do a little investigation into that as well. Word up. That's crazy.
I want to give a big shout out to the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority chapter pretty much in Colorado. They pretty much refused the invite to go to the governor's mansion.
Okay.
And, of course, you know, Alpha Kappa Alpha is all black sorority, you know, from the historical black colleges, the pink and green, y'all seen them. But anyway.
I didn't, but go ahead.
They refused to go to the governor's mansion because he's a racist. Correction. Was in Colorado, Florida. They were offered to go to the governor's mansion, and, you know, governor's a racist. Because he made some remarks about growing up poor in the same situation as you guys. It was a whole speech, and, like I said, they deemed it racist. So, and then they received an invite from his wife to a reception on Tuesday, and they pretty much shared the class. So, shout out to them for, you know, sticking to their guns. Mm-hmm. And not do anything just for the photo ops or nothing like that, which, sad to say, a lot of people in, like, you know, celebrity figures, that's what they're doing. Like, they're doing it with the mask of, oh, they're helping the community, when it's really just a photo op or it's something to get the public's line or whatever dumb shit they did, you know, something like that. So,
well, let me ask you, is he a known racist, or he just made a racist statement?
Well, his track history hasn't been all that well when it comes to racial affairs, so to say. But it was just that racist comment that threw it over the top.
Okay.
Pretty much. Of course, 347-857-4302. Let us know what your thoughts are, everything like that. Let's get into one more track, and then we're going to come into who needs their ass beat. That's where F takes it away and everything like that. We're waiting Danny Southside. He got some real fire, some heat. We're going to get into him because, if you don't remember, Danny Southside is one of the artists that's involved in the big freestyle battle controversy going on at our friend station, MFIR Radio.
Okay, okay. Well,
so,
glad to have him.
So we're going to see what's up with that, where he's from, play the tracks, and, you know, all that good stuff how we normally do. But I'm going to play this one more track. We're going to get back into it, you know, give you time to get your papers ready, tell us we need the ass beat, and everything like that.
I'm ready, son.
Oh. Okay, so without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. Pound, you need your ass beat. Ed, let's do it.
All right, yo, okay. First of all, I haven't had a chance to go online and check out the actual video for myself. I hope they haven't disabled the link yet. But I've been hearing about this YouTube video about this bitch eating spaghetti on the train and getting into an argument with someone else, with an older woman and her friend, and older woman start getting it on. Spaghetti's everywhere. People on the train was breaking up the fight and so on and so forth. Now, first of all, the girl, she needs her ass beat. And there's a picture of her. They got a picture of her, and she looks so fucking familiar. You know what I'm saying? But I guess that means to say she looks like the rest of these hood rats because they all fucking clones. Yes, I'm talking about y'all. Y'all all fucking clones, not the original one among y'all. But anyway, how the fuck you going to sit on the train? A dirty-ass New York City MTA roach and rat. Didn't you see the video with the rat jumping up on the nigga when he was asleep? How the fuck are you on that fucking train eating? You're not eating a bag of chips. You're not eating pretzels or cookies or something like that or like that. You're on a fucking train having a meal. Spaghetti. And then when someone says something to you about, you know, proper train etiquette, you wild the fuck out and get disrespectful. They don't have a name for the young lady, of course, but I encourage everyone to go to YouTube and just type in Subway Spaghetti Incident. And just make sure if you can, you know, if you're a YouTube member, just sign in and comment and pound and let her know she needs her ass beat because that's just fucking ridiculous. Yo, eat the fuck at home, yo. Or wherever you bought the spaghetti at, you should have stayed at the pizza parlor and ate that shit before you got on a train. Real talk. How fucking disgusting. All right?
Yeah. All right. And actually, I did see that video, and it's crazy. It's bananas.
Oh, you saw the video?
But, you know, yeah, I saw it. And I understand, you know, like I said, a bag of chips, some cookies, a pretzel, you know what I'm saying? You know, but a food like spaghetti, come on, son. Like,
yeah, why you ain't
supposed to ask me?
You supposed to put that shit up and tag me in it, son. Word, that shit is just fucking disgusting. And the thing about it is, I mean, like I said, it's just nasty. Number one, because the train is filthy. Okay, you got people farting, you got people, you know, bum being there. No, unfortunately, they can't practice proper hygiene, so you got, who knows, you know, people did get their nose, people caught, and all types of shit, and you sitting down there busting down some motherfucking spaghetti. Not only do you need your ass beat, you real talk, you need to be punched in your stomach. That shit is just real fucking nasty, yo. Real disgusting. Word up, son.
Yo, did you just say punched in the stomach, son?
Well, she needs a fucking gut punch for that shit.
Wow.
where you punch her and she get punched so hard, she be like, ooh, and she bend over because you done knocked the fucking wind out her ass. That's what the fuck she mean. Because the thing is, when you wrong, you fucking wrong. She could have been like, you know what, miss, I understand what you're saying. You know, I respect what you're saying. You're an older woman. I'm going to give you that respect. All right? You know what I'm saying? And if you really felt like you need to keep busting it down, then get the fuck up and go sit by somebody that don't mind that shit. But in all reality, I'm sure it was a couple of people on the train that was looking at her, you know, giving her the fucking side eye. But the older woman was the only one that was mature enough and had enough fucking balls to be like, yo, bitch, you know, come on, yo, that's nasty. What is you doing? You know what I mean? Come on. I don't understand people, yo. I don't fucking get it. Fuck is you thinking, yo?
That's bananas. But also, I'm sorry. I love her as a rapper, as an artist. She's dynamite, which is why I also gotta say it. But Trina, you need your ass beat.
No, son.
Please. Yeah, because she's joining basketball wild, son.
She's what?
She's joining basketball wild, son.
Well, you know what? You know what?
I understand. They probably paying her a nice little grip to do it. I understand that. You know, and not to, you know, not to say, hey, go get your paper, whatever, but come on, basketball wild, son. Like, and plus, well, none of them is married to basketball player. None of them.
You said none of them are married to a basketball player?
None of them. They're either ex-wives, a baby mama, a famous jump off or what, but not a basketball wife.
Well, you know I don't watch shit like that. I can't tell you about that.
I'm just saying because, you know, like I said, I love her. I respect her as an artist and all. Like, just come out with another album. Just get another label. Like, if Slipper Slide ain't marketing you, like, just go somewhere else because you got talent. Like, come on. You don't have to do this.
No, but hey, that's cheap.
Hold on, we got a call. Okay. They got their hand up. Hold on. They want to say something. Last 4 digits, 5634. You're live on Pregame Radio. Tell us who you are, where you calling from.
It's Fuego, TGO on the check-ins, you already know.
Yeah,
hey, what's going on, Fuego?
What's happening?
How you doing?
I'm all right. I wanted to say something about that eating on the train. my feelings on the whole thing is, like, it's nasty. It is nasty. But why we got to do something to make other people happy? If she don't like the fact that she eating on the train, so what? She ain't got no right to say anything to the female and all that. You know what I'm saying? And that's how she was brought up. Then, hey, I mean, don't get me wrong, I think it's nasty. You sitting there eating a full course meal, spaghettis and all that, meatballs. But you got no right to come out your mouth to say something, regardless of your age or not. Like, you got to respect people. You know what I'm saying? That's what she chose to do. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem with us people nowadays, everybody's judging each other. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if it was a joke, like, oh, you on Twitter and you're laughing about it, fine. You know, it's jokes, but you know, if you're judging a person like, oh, what are you doing? She was hungry. Like, she couldn't wait. She probably ain't eat all day. You ever got to the point where you was about to faint? Like, you ever felt that way? I'm just saying, like, she was starving. She had to be starving for her to eat on the train like that. Like, even a bum probably was like, yo, I'm starving. I got to eat. You know what I'm saying? They don't eat, you know, so they eat wherever, but even a bum probably would look at her like, yo, that's nasty. Like, you know what I'm saying? But she probably would starve if you don't know her situation. What? Like,
all right, you know what? You definitely got a point there. I dig what you're saying on that. All right. But it's just a matter of it's public transportation. And the thing is, if you don't want nobody saying shit to you, then you got to conduct yourself a certain way. Now, let's just say, for instance, she wasn't eating spaghetti. Let's say the bitch took her shoe off and decided she wanted to cut her fucking toenail. Now, real talk, we don't want to judge the bitch, but come on, there's a time and a place for every fucking
saying. You did what I'm saying? And,
yeah,
and I haven't seen the video. I'm going to have to check it out. I don't know how the older woman approached her. I don't know if she came out of her face nasty. I don't know if she was like, yo, young lady, you know, why don't you put that away and so on and so forth. But, I mean, in order to have people be considerate to you, you have to be a considerate person. The same thing with respect. In order to get respect, you got to be respect. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if you want to train and you busting your food down in public with 50 other niggas, then you opening yourself up to someone else's opinion. You see what I'm saying?
You're right. You're absolutely right. Like, she was right. She was entitled to her own opinion, but you don't know what that girl was going through. I don't know what time it was. If it was like, you know, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, bitch, put the food away. You know what I'm saying? But if it's like 10 o'clock, like, she probably just got off work. She's starving. She's like, yo, I can't even wait to get home. I got to eat this now. You know what I mean?
Yo, Flay, the train was, it was rush hour, Flay. You see people standing up.
All right, if she need her ass beat. If it's rush hour, nah, bitch,
yo,
you need your ass beat.
Come on, son. Listen, I can see if you could, maybe if you even in a little corner, you know how some like the F train and shit, they got the little seats that face forward and you could just like put your back and bust that shit down real quick or whatever. Ain't nobody on the train. Okay. All right. Maybe you get a pass. Not really, but okay. But come on, it's fucking rush hour. You got niggas standing over you. They got their crotch in your face and you eating fucking spaghetti.
Yeah, you're right.
Come on.
You're right.
It's not what you do, it's how you do it. You get what I'm saying?
I got to see the video, though, because the lady might have came out nasty, then you can understand, but if she was like, yo, listen, you know, I don't think it's a good idea to be here right now.
Let me ask you, was you able to hear the throwbacks and shit?
I caught the last song that was on the Biggie joint. That's one of my favorite songs that was just played.
Wait,
but I didn't.
Ev, don't say nothing.
Why? I got to say something.
Ev, listen. Ev has issued you guys a challenge since you guys are what she has claimed the kings of the throwback. I'm going to play this joint one more time just so you can hear it. And like I said, you have been issued the challenge to remake this joint.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to get into it. Call us up 347-857-4302. We got Fuego in the building. Ebony, we just taking land back waiting for Johnny Swag. I mean, not Johnny Swag. We're waiting for Danny Southside to get up in here. But here we go. Yo, here go the challenge. It's coming.
Yeah,
make a clap.
Yo, son, what happened? I don't hear
anything. Make a clap to this.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make a clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Make a clap to this. Allowed, cause to me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance with this.
But can you detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist? Say indeed, then I'll proceed, cause my man made a mix. If he bleed, he won't be no band-aid to fix his fingertips. So I'm on a tube, there's no rhymes left. I hurry up and cut the cuddle, make him bleed to death. But he's kicking it, cause it ain't no half-stepping. The party is live, the rhyme can't be kept inside of me. Eruption just like a volcano. It ain't the everyday style of the same old rhyme, cause I'm better than the rest of them. Every B is on the cut, and my name is Rakim. Make a clap to this.
Swagger and the TGO Cruder. Let's hear another one. Let's hear another great TGO remix of that classic joint. Wait, what's good? Can you do that? Wait, hold on, let me get Wade back in here. Work right up the chain up. I'm on the list here. And, yeah, we got some other people in the building. Looks like Eb should be back. Everybody's talking mad shit right now. The second time the thing done disconnected her.
But Frank, what's good? Y'all can do that, right?
Yeah, we can do anything, man. You know what I'm saying? We don't shy away from that. We got a couple of old tracks. My man, Fido actually did a couple of 80 joints. You know what I'm saying? I'm surprised he ain't sent them up there to y'all yet.
Yeah, I got the show.
He got more than that, man. Oh, he got more than that.
Okay. There we go. We got Ab back.
Fucker, you disconnected me.
Shit. She got out too quick, huh?
Yeah, you can't answer that.
Yo, so Greg, what's up? What's popping? You feeling me with that? You see y'all doing that shit, right?
Yeah, we can definitely do that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's a classic.
Word up. I see y'all doing justice to that shit crazy. I see niggas on the block pumping that shit in the summertime because you know it's going to be hot this summer, just like
yeah.
It was that summer when that shit came out.
Yeah.
Word up.
We got Lady Steele also in the building. What's up, Lady Steele?
Lady Steele is pissed. That's what I'm calling in right now because I need to put niggas on blast real quick. I am missing pregame right now. I am missing pregame right now because I tried to be a fucking damn good friend and go to a friend's birthday party, right? Now, this birthday party is being held at Couples Lounge on Church Avenue between 95th and 96th Street. So Lady Steele did her due. You know, I don't know if you caught it, but I told you, like, I wouldn't be able to make it to pregame because
of
this shit. And now
she,
I'm here.
She ain't show
I
up.
I arrived here. No, fuck that. The bitch ain't here. And I show up, and why the fuck is there a baby shower going on in the fucking club?
Tanita Asby.
They need their fucking asses fucking thrashed. Like, fuck beat. They need them thrashed. And there's mad kids in the fucking club with the bar. Thank God I have my flask. Like, I am pissed the fuck off because I look like some fucking demon out of a Marvel comic book right now. Huh?
Wait, you cussing around the baby?
Yeah, but they're not my kids. What the fuck? If they good enough to be around a fucking bar and a club with liquor and grown ass people, they good enough to be around my fucking cursing. The fuck is this shit? They need their fucking ass beat. I'm fucking walking around looking like Cruella DeVille with claws and fucking cleavage and cigarette extenders and spikes and chains and whips and all that shit. And I have daycare.
Wait. What kind of baby shower you going to just like that?
I was not
because
expecting a baby shower. That is the point. Exactly. Exactly. Niggas rented out a fucking club, a hood ass club for a baby shower. And I was under the impression I'm going to a birthday party. But black fucking people, I tell you.
What?
I am going to vlog this shit.
Baby shower / birthday party.
Y'all are really, like, yucking it up. I am really, like, pissed.
Yo, look, you there now.
They told niggas they needed to fucking leave their kids, like, take the kids out almost, like, 30 minutes ago. Bitches are fucking doing the moonwalk still. Mad fucking kids doing the moonwalk. Like, get their fucking asses out of here. Why the fuck would you, as a pregnant person, want to even be around a whole bunch of drunk niggas anyway? And I specifically put on my status, like, I hope I don't have to, like, fuck anybody up because, like, I just got
That's awful.
Yo,
and I got my claws. My nails are extended, like, an inch and a half with these stupid-ass fucking claws. And I see, because people are eyeing me, that it's going to be a wrap. And I don't like this shit.
Wow.
So I'm pissed. That's why I called it. But I'm about to go back in on the scene right now. And, yeah. I'll provide a little more coverage.
Send us pictures. We need documentation.
They're not worthy of my fucking BlackBerry memory card. What the hell is this shit?
Yeah,
and then they have the nerve to turn off the lights and tell me to be quiet because they want to surprise the pregnant bitch. This should have already been here.
Look. Just go.
I'm sorry. Whoever the artist of the night is, I apologize. And I'll listen to the playback and hopefully the tracks are great. But I got to go back in on the scene.
I'm not going to have a good time.
I'm already pissed. My mind is already, yeah. But I'll talk to you guys later. Good night, free game.
Peace. Later.
Yeah, that's fucked up, son.
That's fucked up. But that's
sorry,
how
but...
that's how people do, yo. That's how people do. They should have been specific.
But my thing is, why the claws? Like, is it a costume party? That's like what?
No,
what party are you going to?
It's a lady thing, son. It's a lady thing. Real talk, but that's fucked up. That's fucked up. I mean, how you going to know? But the real talk, though, see, this is the thing now. I'm trying to imagine just how big this space could possibly be. I mean, is it like two separate parts to the joint? Is it like two separate parts, like a room over here and a room over there, you know? Or I'm saying, did they make a mistake and overbook? I'm trying to figure it out. And if there's really children there, then they can't possibly be serving alcoholic beverages. That's against the law. It's not supposed to be children in a bar anyway. So, I mean,
that whole shit is just funny.
I'm
you
sorry,
know, but
that's the best laugh I had all day.
Big shout out to the homie Big Hope. I see him on the check and he's popping in real quick. He's about to do his little thug this in a little bit and handle his business and all that. But we got Johnny Swagger in the building, repping TGO as always. We got Ab in the building.
I thought we had Fuego in the building, son.
We got Fuego in the building. I said Johnny Swagger.
Fuego's Johnny Swagger.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so look. I'm so sorry.
Yo, each one of them niggas got another personality.
Yo, that's
some niggas
too,
like
yo, there's too fucking many of y'all. That's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to send me the whole dossier so I could just go over that shit and commit it to memory. Word up.
it's Johnny Swagger. Fuego Brown, if you Twitter follow. TGO's La Familia, so get familiar. Did you hear?
Yeah.
And we also got Jay the Tech Guy in the building. We are waiting, like I said, still in on Danny Southside. I guess he's going to come from his late. I hope it ain't the same thing like before, but regardless, we could still pull off a great show. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, regardless. You know what I'm saying? But, but Evan, you missed it last night because, you know, I remember you always asked me what this ham mean. You know what I mean?
I don't ask that. Motherfucker, first of all, they previewed that shit on the ladies' night show, son. I don't have to ask you a motherfucking thing. I already know.
So
why
you
asked
me
the other
day?
I asked you something else, son. Get it together now, okay?
Yes, you did. You said, what does going on here mean? But it's all well and good. I ain't going to whip your ass on it. You know what I'm saying? Well, matter of fact, yo, wait, what's new? Because I know I spoke to Lee a couple days ago. I know y'all was in the studio. So what is y'all working on there?
Well, I actually did four new tracks. One of them is not complete yet. We're still missing two artists. One of the artists didn't show up. Mm-hmm. So that's not done. So it's really three tracks that's done. And then one that's going to be complete, hopefully in another week or so. I know Frito, he did about four or five new tracks too. So we just grinding right now, man, just making new music and just trying to make it quality music. You know what I'm saying? That's really my main focus is making quality music. I just don't want to put any music out there just to keep my name in the loop. I want to make music where people can keep playing the same music over and over. You know what I'm saying?
Can I ask you a question from the business side of it? You just said that one of the artists that you're supposed to be working with didn't show up. Now, from a business side, how do you guys handle that? Are they responsible for the time that was spent in the studio? Do they have to, like, reimburse you for that time? How does that work?
Well, being that no one's actually getting paid, it's just a loss on my end. So I actually end up doing something else with that free time.
Okay.
So if you want your game, as an artist, then you'll always have something else to do. You'll always have other music to record. So you always got to have a plan B and a plan C, just in case plan A doesn't go right.
Right, right.
So plan A didn't go right, so I went immediately to plan B. So that's what happened.
Okay.
But now, come another time, come round two, I will not be doing that again. You understand? I won't be calling him to do another track because he already messed up that time and that money on the first time, the first go around.
Okay.
So now you know, I won't come up and say, all right, yo, listen, you're gonna come next week. I won't do that. Now it's like, all right, now I gotta find somebody else to fill that slot that I feel that's gonna come through. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's basically what happened.
That's exactly what it is.
Because people, you know, people get into it and they don't keep in mind the business aspect of it and being just professional, period. I mean, just and looking at it as an opportunity, just not to help you, but to help themselves and get their own name out there. So I don't know who the artist was, but you need your ass beat for not showing up.
You're right. That's free promotion, but most really, this is how it goes. Somebody might email you a track, and you might do it at your studio, and then you'll send them the vocals, and your engineer will fix their vocals to your vocals. So that way you'll eliminate that situation happening. Because it's hard to get everybody in at the studio at the same time, especially different artists.
Right,
it's about five people on the track. So that's usually the normal way to do it. But I set it up. I said, you know, I want you on the track. And the person said, well, can I come to your studio? Yeah, no problem. Come through. But when you don't show up, now it's like, okay, dude, I paid this money. You didn't show up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So usually you'll send the actual instrumental to the person and they'll record at their studio. So now way nobody's time is being lost.
Right,
okay.
That's the
top. All right. So
that eliminates
right on,
that.
Right on time. We about to get into it. We're gonna get into some things. But we got the one, the only. We got Danny Southside in the building, up in Queens. So it's another road trip for Pregame Radio, which is all good. Trying to get Southside in the building right now. Yeah, I swear to God, I hate this fucking switchboard sometimes, yo. Southside, what's good, man?
Yo, it's only right.
Yo.
You already know I'm here, man. What's good?
No doubt. So, we got to get into a quick little, you know, interview, some Q&A real quick. We got to throw you in the preview your joint. So, you got that Jada Tech guy. We got Fuego representing TGO. They're going to be the panel of judges, see if you're pregame approved, and I'll give you the rundown of what that entails. Fuego, he's actually one of those pregame approved artists. So we're going to see what it is. But let the people know, man, Danny Southside, where did Danny Southside come from?
Well, you know, back then when I was young, you know what I'm saying, it did take a little minute for me to find myself, you know what I'm saying, to get that name. So one day we was just chilling, you know, I had a little interview and they asked me where I was from, and Southside Jamaica, Queens, that's where it came from. It's through the Danny, you know what I'm saying, cut out Jamaica, Queens, it just had the Southside, and that's how it became Danny Southside, really, though.
Okay, so how long, pretty much, have you been an artist? How long have you been rapping? When was the first, how long since it's been you put your first rhyme on the table, your first rhyme on wax?
Well, like, the first time I started spitting, I was, like, 11. When I first started writing, I was, like 14, 15. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, all together, I've been doing it for, like, what, good 10, 12 years now.
Okay. So, what were some of your influences? Like, when you were writing, were you listening to somebody's album and writing your joints down to that? Was it the Hometown Dudes? Was it Nas, Mobb Deep?
No.
Or was it totally a different genre, a different type of artist that had you motivated, that was your inspiration?
Well, I listened to, like, everybody, you feel me? Like, that was my whole thing. When I was coming up, when I was young, I ain't even really understand rap, you feel me? Like, when I was younger, you know what I'm saying? Like, what, 8, 9, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I really started breaking it down and understanding it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just listened to everybody, and I just fed up for everybody, you know what I'm saying? That's how I became the artist that I am now, because... You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I just fed up everybody. You know, like, I listen to everybody. I don't never, you know what I'm saying, get on no other shit with, you know what I'm saying? Like, I listen to everybody, really, though.
Okay, so right now, besides Danny Southside tracks, who you got in your MP3 player, in your web, or on your iPod, who are you listening to right now, mainstream or underground? Who are you listening to?
Well, you know, of course the boy Stacks, you know what I'm saying, RIP to him. you know, and my team, like, really, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a couple of other artists, Wreck'em Stop, you know what I'm saying? There's a couple of other people, you know, L.A. Weber, you know, he that boy Fire, you know, but really me and my team, you know, Back Like Bangers, really, though. That's all, really.
Okay, so what is it that Danny Southside is bringing that's gonna make people want to go to the record stores and pick up your CD or make them go to iTunes and buy the shit? Like, what do you bring to the table that's going to be so different from what we've heard now, what we're listening to now? What's going to be so different about Danny Southside music?
Because the thing that's going to be different about my music is it's different. You know, I'm not trying to be a follower. I'm doing my own thing. You feel me? Like, I got my own style. You know what I'm saying? It's just real. You know what I'm saying? Then I got the unique swag. You feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what's different about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just doing me. I'm not trying to be like nobody else. I'm just myself. Danny Southside, really, though. All right.
That seems like saying, I said, anybody in the near future that you are real interested or really trying hard to collab with, mainstream, underground, different genres, is there anyone like you really want to do a track with?
Well, I do a track with anybody, you feel me? Like, really, though. As long as you fire and I feel your music, if I do feel, you know what I'm saying, something about you, really, though, then we're going to do something, because I do also do beats and everything, too, so it could be a collab in any way, you feel me?
All right, so tell us about this track, DJ Fucks With Me. Now, did you make that beat, or who made that beat? What was the whole premise behind that? Is that one? Is that like your radio joint? Is that your club banger? What is it?
Well, that's a freestyle, actually. You know what I'm saying? A-Rab made that beat. You know what I'm saying? It was just a freestyle. So, you know, I just went in the studio, and it just came out. You know what I'm saying? Like, we put the beat on, put it on the Pro Tools, and I just went in, like, really, though, and that's how I came up with it. It was a freestyle.
All right, so we're going to get into it right now. DJ Fucks With Me, Brooklyn Black. We got Danny Southside in the building. Playboy Rapper TGO, Ebb in the building. She got a feed up and all that. And we're here chilling. So call us up, 347-857-4302. Shout out to Jay the Tech Guy. We'll be back in a minute.
A lot of y'all niggas need to learn how to be AMC.
Yeah, yeah. What's up? Get with it and get along.
But really, though. I ain't even spit no hook, but when they hear this shit, I'ma have them going crazy, crazy. Came from the bottom, now I'm up at the top. Now everybody's cool that was trying to play me, play me. Made it to DJ back blocks and lazy. That nigga superstar Jay tried to play me. Shout out to DJ Green, he gave me play beat. That was back in 07, that's what made me. Now it's Danny Southside this and Southside that. I'm bound to blow like a bomb from a rack. Fuck the critics, man, this boy finna go off the map. These niggas that show no love trying to give me a tap. I'm brushing them off like I'm sweeping the mat. Yeah, with what? Done retire from the 8 cause the bigger bread. And when I blow, I don't even need a bigger head. But I still will kill 8 of them for the bread. That's why I'm laughing at niggas, because I'm overhead. Ow. Get your neck cracked or your chest caved in.
Yeah.
Fuck a nigga up like he wasted. Yeah. DJ Nice and DJ Sticks.
What's up?
DJ Jerry, we doing it big.
Yeah.
I bet we smoked the game just like a cig.
What?
16 burned through your whole wig.
DJ Backblock,
shout
what's
out
up
to the Sentinel kid.
You better get low.
I ain't even spit no hook, but when they hear this shit, I'ma have them going crazy, crazy. Came from the bottom, now I'm up at the top. Now everybody cool that was trying to play me, play me. I ain't even spit no hook, but when they hear this shit, I'ma have them going crazy, crazy. Came from the bottom, now I'm up at the top. Now everybody cool that was trying to play me, play me. Made it to DJ back, blocks and lazy. That nigga superstar Jake try to play me. I ain't even spit no hook, but when they hear this.
Yeah, that was the Danny Southside DJ Fuck With Me joint. I dug the beat, but as always, we already know my vote doesn't and never counts unless there has to be an executive decision made. But we're going to go up and down and see what the people thought about it that's on the panel. And I'm going to start first with the wild card. And Southside, I'm going to let you know, F don't like shit. Alright, so it's rare when we get her to like a track. It's rare when an artist is pregame approved by her. You know what I mean? So we're gonna see what she thinks about it and everything. As soon as I'm able to grab her and get her back and get her mic back on. So please, Denby, while I do that, Fuego, what you think about it?
I like that joint. That was cool.
Yeah,
that was an original track right there.
That was his original freestyle. Hold on, let me grab Southside getting back in here as well. Hey, D-Lob, what were your thoughts?
All right, I like the music. I like what he was saying, but I don't like it together. I think his delivery is—he's just too strong for the music. His words is harder than the music. You know what I mean? So, like I said, I like them both individually, but together, no.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I feel like
she's chilling tonight. Jada Tech Guy, what was your thoughts on it, man? Did you like the beat? Did you like the track? How was it? This guy, he ain't loud. So, Fuego, would that be a thumbs up or thumbs down for you?
I give him a thumbs up. I was feeling that track.
Ab?
I don't know, son. I don't know. I'm drawing a question mark with this one because real talk, like I said, I like his lyrics and I like the music. I just don't like it together.
Mm. Okay. And before we got to the joint, that Southside said it was a freestyle. Now, there's been controversy with Danny Southside. And this whole freestyle thing, it's been dating weeks back to MFI Radio, where you know, I serve on the judge panel. So shout out to Miss New Shoes, Miss Brooklyn, and LV. Yeah. And they got this
What's
whole
the controversy,
Curry?
What's the controversy?
Yes, please,
well,
let me know.
Wait, because Southside, he's about to go in on it. Now, thing about it is, it was Southside, he had to face another MC by the name of Phenom. Now, Phenom, he was... His words, his lyrics and all that, it was cool, and he was really going off the top. You know what I'm saying? So there was a lot of
Phenom, right? Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. I heard about that. All right, go ahead. I don't want to cut you off. Go ahead.
So it was a lot of sputtering and stammering and all of that stuff. And me being the judge, I gave him the credit for it, but for what the criteria, to my knowledge, for the Saturday Friday thing was, I had to give it to Southside because his flow was more fluid and, you know, he went with it and he was able to keep going, even though he also had a little trouble in the first round, but he picked it back up. Actually, both artists picked it back up, but still, his words were hitting harder, his words were more fluid, there was no stopping, no stuttering, none of that, stammering, none of that stuff. So, I guess Phenom, he wasn't all too pleased with this outcome. You know, in my book, he really did pull some crybaby-ish. But
yeah,
he asked for a rematch and XYZ. Now, Southside, he's on the premise, yo, I won already. Why do I need to prove myself again?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Now, Phenom, he's on the, yo, if you so good, if you better, then let's do this again. Now, I even threw the premise out there, hey, we can have the who's better battle on pregame radio. Therefore, the outcome doesn't affect whatever standing they have for Battle Fighters or MFIR. This is just going to be on pregame to see who is the better MC. Now, Phenom hasn't gotten back to me yet on it.
Nah, son. Nah. Nope. If this dude already won, then that's
exactly
what it is. Phenom, what he wants now is the opportunity. He's going to go and he's going to sit down and he's going to think and he's going to write this shit out and he's going to try and make it sound like it's off the top of his head. But since he already knows what y'all looking at and what fucked him up, what tripped him up, now so he's going to try and come back and just do that shit different and make it sound better. Nope, that's it. Do you think they fucking let you, after you get booed off the Apollo, do you get to come the fuck back on that same show? Nah, you gotta wait your turn and you go up against somebody else. Now let him do that shit against somebody else. If he really feeling that way, he wanna prove himself, then let him prove it against somebody else. But this shit right here, that's already a wrap.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Don't even bring that shit to pregame, son.
Come on.
Yeah.
As another artist,
this is Johnny Swagger, aka Fuego Bravo on Twitter. I wasn't tuned in on the battle, but I tuned in the next week and I heard what happened. You know what I'm saying? I heard y'all had a little words, whatever, but he was wrong. You totally, like, if you killed him already, it was over. You know what I'm saying? You want to freestyle, you gotta know what you're doing. If you're gonna freestyle, you lost, homie. But at the same time, you should have killed him again. Brought him back to life and kill him again. That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying?
Word out, real talk.
But at the end of the day, like, not even for it where it's like y'all battling again for the same position. You already got that. No, I already won that. But you know what? I'll do it again and kill him again. You know what I'm saying?
Just to teach his ass a lesson.
Because that's just something for him to keep running with. Yeah, I called him out. He didn't want to do it. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion on it.
See, but that shit, because at the end of the day, like if everybody already said I won.
You won, my dude.
It don't even make no sense. Like, if we ain't even, then they already trying to tell me that we battling over to see who won't get the spot. Like, really,
oh,
though.
Nah.
Not to get the spot.
Like, I just
said,
that's no
like
winner.
I said,
to see who's better.
Come on, like,
you
they
know, not, not,
talking about they
want to. Southside already got the spot. Southside spot's already sewn up. It's locked up already.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that's just to see who's better. But at different, you know, he'll go back and light shit and memorize to make it seem like, you know, he's up to the top of the head or whatever. But so, I said before, it was just like, come on. And also on top of that, he was saying, you know, he's seen this as a hobby. He's just getting back into it. So why would you put yourself into a competition?
Yeah.
With dudes who are doing this to eat.
Like,
yeah,
exactly.
You know what I mean? You insulting what we're doing.
Now, why you think I didn't want to battle him again? Like, come on. That don't make no sense right there. Like, I'm not even wasting my time. Like, come on. I do this. It's my life right here. Like, really, though. Why I'm going to waste my time on somebody who's not even real? Like, come on.
No, I respect you retired
for 5 years and try to come back, and then you want a championship. Like,
how you retired? Who are you? How you retired, though? Who are you? You know what I'm saying? Like, how you retired? Where that happened at?
Crazy.
But, you know what I'm saying? Hands down, you got it. Like, I was like, yo, nah, I don't even try to hear that neither. Like, I was talking to my partner, one of my TGO fellas. I was saying the same thing. Like, nah, homeboy won. Like, I would have been the same way. Like, I ain't trying to hear you. But you know what I'm saying? But if I would have heard the pregame thing, I probably like, I'm going to bring you back to life here and kill you again. Like, you already lost, dogs. You know what I'm saying? Straight and down.
See,
that's some corny shit, too. Real talk. And niggas need to know, if you coming out here on these shows, you out here because you're trying to, you know, you're trying to network, you're trying to get your name out there, you're trying to get your product out there. You trying to, you know, get yourself out there, period. And you can't be whining and crying every time some shit don't come your way. That's why it's a battle. That's why it's a competition. So, okay, you ain't winning this time. So you know what? You go back, you do your shit, you come back better with the next go-around with the next nigga. But you can't fucking ask for a recount for every time you fucking lose. That shit is just not fucking cool. You a grown-ass man. Yo, concede. Yo, thank you, son. Good, bad, or whatever. I'll catch you next time. That's what the fuck I would have did. I'll
be right
about this shit and step the fuck over here. I'm going to see this nigga again. We going to be in the same circle. We going to battle again. And I would have left it like that.
Like, really, though, now, like you said, if he was on Apollo or if that was 106 in Park or whatever, it wasn't going to be no rematch.
It'd have been a wrap.
Come on, once they would have when it was over. Like, I'm going on to the next round, whatever. You're going to be wherever you're going to be at, like, really, though. So, like I said, he wanted to go hard. Everybody wanted, you feel me, like, really, though. So, now you got what you want. You got the slide. I'm not even fighting for it. Like, what's the sense when I already won? Like, come on. I'm going to fight for something that I already won?
Yeah.
That don't make no sense right there.
Brooklyn Black.
No,
you was on the radio when me and Frida was on there, and everybody was putting their hands up. And soon as we like, all right, we about to get it in, everybody start putting their hands down. So I end up battling my own camp. I had to battle my own camp. People started putting their hands down.
Them niggas is black.
So like, you know what I'm saying?
That was one of the hardest battles. Like, I really had to fucking judge. I'm like, yo, are you kidding me, man?
Yeah, that's
like,
how
that's
I feel.
Yo, y'all think it's
like
whack.
Like Southside said, really though. You know what I'm saying? Really though.
See, and truly though, I tell them to get rid of the cost. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's only right. Like, come on.
Yeah, man. That's crazy.
Real talk to all you artists that may come on the pregame thinking about pregame. If this is just a hobby for you, don't come on the pregame. Okay?
Please.
Real talk. Don't come on the pregame. This is how, this is niggas' lives. This is serious shit. This is how they eat. This is how they live. They sleep. They drink. They breathe. This is not a game, and this is not a fucking hobby for them. So if it's a hobby for you, yo, keep that shit in your mama's basement. You and your friends, y'all have fun with that shit. Don't let that shit get out in the public. Because you come to pregame and your shit is whack, believe me, Ebb is going to let you know.
Really, though.
Really, though. You heard a real talk.
And
half. All that good shit. Yo, Southside, tell us about this hip-hop joint, man.
Well, you know what I'm saying? That's off the album right now on that Piff, that Crack. You know, you can go download that right now. That's original. One of my dudes on SoundClick made that beat. That's all original and everything. You know, no matter of fact, one of my mans from the hood made it, Poppy McGuire. Shout out to Poppy McGuire. You know what I'm saying? I'm just talking about hip-hop. Like, really, though, I want them to feel me, and I want people to understand that I am hip-hop. Like, you feel me? Like, really, though, hip-hop ain't never go nowhere. You feel me? Like, it just need to – people just need to start paying more attention. Do you know what I'm saying? Start looking deeper and see, you know what I'm saying, the real. Like, really, though, you feel me? Like, all that other stuff I ain't with. But, yeah, this hip-hop, though, really, though. All right,
so here it is, hip-hop, Danny Southside, pregame radio, 347-857-4302. And we rocking till 1 o'clock, so get with it, man.
Yeah, yeah, y'all know what time it is. Danny Southside. It's Danny Southside. What? Hey, yo. This is the place that I wanna be. I'm loving this hip-hop. Biz Markie, Dougie Fresh on the beatbox. This is the place that I wanna be. I'm loving this hip-hop. Run DMC, Jelly E when they rock the spot. This is the place that I wanna be. I'm loving this hip-hop. Grandmaster Flash, Curtis Blow, yeah, they made it hot. This is the place that I wanna be. I'm loving this hip-hop. Y'all know what time it is. Hey, yo. This is the place that I wanna be. I'm loving this hip-hop. Bump some Molly Mall and I listen to Pete Rock. Eric B and Raw Kent was making the streets hot. Providing lyrical fire, stimulating your mind. Public Enemy was true and always stayed on the grind. Slick Rick and crazy bars that'll leave you reclined. KRS-One stepped into my world at one time. You wanna be down with this king? What's this all about? First grandmama said, I gotta knock you out. Hey yo, people always say, what the hell does that mean? Can't go nowhere without my radio in Hot 16. My savvy naughty by nature, we can talk about sex. Ice, ice, baby, have your ass dripping wet. Yeah. Hey yo, I'm taking out this time. Yeah, to give you a piece of mind. This is the place that I wanna be. I'm loving this hip hop. Biz Markie, Ducky Fresh on the beatbox. This is the place that I wanna be. I'm loving this hip hop. Run DMC, Jelly E when they rock the spot. This is the place that I wanna be. I'm loving this hip hop. Grandmaster Flash, Curtis Blow, yeah, they made it hot. This is the place that I wanna be. I'm loving this hip hop. Yo. Now let's pump up the volume. I love jamming the Fat Boys. Roxanne had Def Jam. Big Daddy Kane was on the bring the pain. And Nike Smoove hit you with something that's raw, fam. I love the stories by day to day. EPMD was off the chain. Looking fresh rock, my heat is in my gold rope, man. At 5 o'clock, red alert, what we call my tent. Had me in the zone, in another dimension. A freak jam out at night like Houdini. We dance like DC. I wrote my name on a train in Brazil. Empty light, New Georgie. For the 40 for shorty. TLC, Salt and Pepper, yo, a true story. All through the hip hop, everybody felt the pain and glory. Jump, jump, like Chris Cross. I'm so for real once I get on the track, dog. 5'9", Tupac, Big L, Pun. 2000, Jay-Z, Nas, and 50 Cent. 2009, Danny Southside. Here I come, yeah. It's for the hip hop. Y'all know what time it is. This is the place that I wanna be. I'm loving this hip hop. Biz Markie, Dougie Fresh on the beatbox. This is the place that I wanna be. I'm loving this hip hop. Run DMC, Jelly E when they rock the spot. This is the place that I wanna be. I'm loving this hip hop. Grandmaster Flash, Curtis Blow, yeah, they made it hot. This is the place that I wanna be. I'm loving this hip hop. Y'all know what time it is. Hey, yo.
Wow. I was just like the beat had me on that one. But it's Free Game Radio. It's your boy Brooklyn Black. We got Danny Southside in the building. Johnny Swagger's in the building. Of course, Ebb is here. Yo, I like that hip hop track. Like, you know, that was definitely a good track there. Fuego, your thoughts?
I like that one too. Had a little throwback in there. I heard the Run DMC and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He was throwing it back with the Red Alert.
Yeah,
I felt it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, exactly. That brought it back. I felt it. He got a unique voice too, man.
Yo, y'all B-voice niggas, man. Yo, Ed, what was your thoughts on it?
That's a thumbs up for me. I definitely like that one. Yeah, that Run DMC shit was it sparked a memory, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely was feeling that. It was a little bit of the old and the new, which is bringing us to the future. So that's what's up.
Wow, so that's definitely what it is. So right now, Danny Southside is 1-1. All right, we got another track to play from him. So call us at 347-857-4302. So Danny Southside pretty much on his way to being pregame approved. And, of course, what that means is he gets a slot on this pregame radio mixtape, which is going to be fucking crazy due to the other pregame artists we've got already on the whole thing. You know,
okay.
We got people like Johnny Swagger. We got Phil, we got Cashmere. We got Days. We got Willie B. We got even Lucky Me. It's going to be a real crazy compilation. But the only thing I'm really looking for, I want some female MCs. I know y'all out there, and I know there's some of y'all that are nice that give these fellas the run for their money. I'm looking for y'all. So please, get at us.
It's 60 million dudes in TGO and not one chick. Come on.
They got a chick, but she's a model.
That's not a chick.
You know what it is?
She's not a rapper.
You know what it is? We come across female rappers, but the problem is they don't take it seriously. So if you let a weak link in your chain, what's gonna happen?
Right.
That chain's gonna pop.
Word up.
You know what I'm saying?
That.
So that's the only issue that we have. You know what I'm saying? We have a couple females that rap, but when it's time to get serious, it's like, oh, I can't do this. Okay, well, you know, we gotta keep moving. You know what I'm saying? Moving forward.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Come on, you chicks out there. Get y'all shit together and stop fucking around, man. Come on, man.
I want to give a shout-out to Jazz the Rapper. She's on one of my tracks. She's a female artist. She's down with Hood Rich. She's nice. She's on the Queen of the Rings. She battles. As a matter of fact, she probably battled. She had a battle today. She had over 30,000 views on her YouTube. So
right, well, let's get her on the show.
Her name is Jazz the Rapper. On Twitter, she goes in and she promotes.
All right, that's what's up.
So I hope you wrote that down.
yeah, nigga, I got that. But remember, I'm not your talent PR person.
I know. Listen. Just write the name down, give it to me, and I'll take care of us. That's all it is. But we got Danny Southside in the building right now.
We're talking
to Danny Southside. You know, really though.
Truly, though, it's only
right. So, Southside, man, your thoughts on the state of mainstream music today, man? Like the mainstream shit. What's your thoughts on it? Being that with that track you just put out, that track I just played, in contrast to everything that we're hearing right now, what is your on that state of hip hop?
Well, I'm saying like. You know, it's some hot stuff out here right now, you know what I'm saying? It's some hot stuff, but hip-hop, though, you feel me? Like, all of it's not hip-hop, but it's some people with some artists that do have a lot of fire, though. You feel me? It's a couple that is fire, you know what I'm saying, that I do listen to from time to time, but, like...
Who's that?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that boy Vado got fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, 50 still got fire, too. Banks and them still got fire, too. You feel me? Like, Lou Fiasco got fire. You feel me? Like,
Who else? Even you know what's ill? I'm gonna keep it real. Like since Lil Wayne came on, he been even come with some fire now. I can't even front. Like really though. You know what I'm saying? That's what I see now. Before, I ain't like his music like that, really, though. But since he came home, you know, his balls make sense, though, to me now. You feel me? Like, his balls is coming there, like, really, though. So,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That
like,
shit from niggas locked down, they ain't getting out. I'm just joking.
All right, so, let us know, what's in the future for Danny Southside? Like, what's the new projects? Like, are you venturing out? Say after a while, you don't want to make tracks anymore. Not saying that's gonna happen, but say you just wait and you don't want to make tracks anymore. What would be the next business venture for Danny Southside?
I'm saying, like, at the end of the day, I am a businessman. You feel me? Like, my whole goal is to open up a store. You know, anyway, that's what I'm working on right now. I'm in the process of, you know what I'm saying? Like, I do have my own studio. I do run my own studio. I engineer. I mix all that, too. So, you know, I'm stacking up my paper right now with selling CDs and all that, my mixtapes. And I'm trying to open up a store. I'm trying to open up a gas station, actually. You feel me? Like, somewhere out of town, like somewhere down south or something. That's my plan. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be a businessman, really, though.
Okay. That sounds like a plan.
At the same time with me doing this right now, I'm trying to do it. You know what I'm saying? Trying to do both of them. Like, really, though, why not?
So tell us about this joint right here, Life Is So Crazy. What was the premise behind that?
I was saying, like, you know, at the moment, you know, shouts to the boy, Rad, you know, Backblock Bangers all day, you know what I'm saying? The whole Backblock Banger team, DJ Backblocks, Black Rags, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, right now, you know, in the hood, you know what I'm saying? All around, really, you know what I'm saying? You do got haters, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes the good, they don't want to see shine, you feel me, and all that. So that's when we came up with the song, you feel me? Like, the beat came out of nowhere, you know what I'm saying? It came out of nowhere, and, you know, the song just came about, you know what I'm saying? Actually, Red started on the song first, and I heard it, and, you know what I'm saying, I just wrote the verse, and I just laid it down, and then we came with the video and all that. The video on YouTube, Life Is So Crazy, type of that in, Danny Southside, Red, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's official, like, really, though, you know what I'm saying? Life is really so crazy, though, at the end of the day, if you do think about it. Look at the world right now, you feel me?
Word up, that's exactly what it is. And we're going to have some more with Danny Southside. Johnny Swagger, call us up 347-857-4302. Oh, matter of fact, while I got Johnny Swagger on the line, I put this out. I believe it was our big tribute. I'm giving away another pair of tickets to the Comedy Lounge in Manhattan. If my callers and listeners can answer this one question, we already know. Like Fuego said, TGO is the familiar, so get familiar. But the question is, what does TGO stand for? Here's how you answer. Hit up the Twitter account, pregame_radio, #trivia answer with the answer. First correct answer, like I said, tickets for two. If you guys are tourists and not really from the area, I'll throw in a Metro card. So hit us up. Find out what the question is. Don't ask any of the TGO members because that's straight cheating. And I know there's 1,500 of them, so none of the people without Twitter accounts, they can't answer me. But so hit us up. Let us know, 347-857-4302. Here we go. Danny Southside, Life Is So Crazy, and we'll be right back.
Life is so crazy, 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 crazy. When it's surrounded by the hatin', hatin', hatin'. The dude you thought was real, real, real. Them niggas end up faking, faking, faking. If money ain't part of the convo, then what? No need for handshaking. What out here, nigga? I'm a rude character, character, character. I never been faced, never. I go hard in the motherfucking paint. Black and gold, yes, I'm looking like a saint. If the money smells bad, you know a nigga stink. All the way to the motherfucking bank, to the bank.
DJ, I kick it, I flip it, and rip it like a bad breakup letter, like it's flowing through a shredder. Tell me what's better, take the bank account filled with cheddar. Gotta stay hustling, head screwed on straight, stuck in the water, who got a whiff of the bait? I go hard in this bitch, cause I ain't half sick. The rap game of the state, I'm about to grab it. A microphone, team killing track, it's just a habit. I rock the crowd right, got them bouncing like rabbits. I'm so far from average, these haters can't stand it. Next with the rock in my hand, call me magic. Born as a bastard, see the bitches clear and plastic.
I see it, now I wanna believe it.
Life is so crazy, 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 crazy. When you're surrounded by the hating, hating, hating. The things you thought was real, real, real. The niggas end up faking, faking, faking. If money ain't part of the convo, then what? No need for handshakes. Fuck out of here, nigga. I'm a rude character, character, character. I've never been patient.
If Waka Flocka go hard in the paint, I go hard to fuck a chopper, man, I'm all about a tank. If you thinking I'm a flop, I'ma watch your shit sink. And my team, we some shooters and we all top rank. Got a couple bad bras, told them Julie whip it hard, yeah. This time I'm going like JP, the Shangri-La. Put the picture on the canvas just to break the bar. No conversation, you ain't got to think. It's wartime, no handshake, but take a fifth, cause I can only give you the pound. It's what I'm working with. The hood turned me to a skit, so I'm bitch, yo. Born supremacy, but what a twist, bro. Yeah. Life is real crazy, you could think it's same. I'm no bird, you can't clip my wings.
Life is so crazy, crazy, crazy. When it's surrounded by the hate, hate, hate. You thought was real, real. Them niggas end up faking, faking, faking. If money ain't part of the combo, then what? No need for handshaking. I'm a rude character, character, character. I've never been paid, never.
Yeah, that was Life is So Crazy, Danny Southside. That, wow, like that joint right there, that was one of those rattles. Like if you got a whip and you got the bass all the way up and you got them big 3-foot speakers, yo, your car frame is rattling on that bass. But we all see what the people say, you dig? Let's see, where's Ed? But if, even though my vote doesn't matter, I say that track right there, that's a good one there. Please bear with me, of course, as always. There's central difficulties in Jada Tech guy. He's working this and he's trying to get that all fixed and everything like that.
Oh, what type of bullshit?
Hey, I know, somebody needs they motherfucking ass beat over a black truck.
Somebody needs more
know.
Than they fucking ass beat, yo. All right, it's a conspiracy. Illuminati. All right, yo, I like that. I like that shit, son.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay, so right. If Fuego agrees with you, that would make Danny Southside another pregame approved artist. So.
Fuego agrees.
Okay, you can't speak for the man.
No, you're right. I can't. But he been on the money so far, so. Right?
You know, okay. I'm trying to get Fuego back
his
in
there. His
shit
now. Is trending right now. His shit is trending.
Oh, he's trending.
Yeah,
okay.
He's trending right now.
Wait, am I on? Yeah, you on.
Oh, nah. Nah, that was tough. I think that was the best joint right there. That was really tough.
Was
fuck out of here.
See, nigga, don't
Yeah, right. Fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't about money, fuck out of here. That was tough, though. Shout out to the boy.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, so of course, Southside is now one of the, another pre-game approved artist. So big shout out to Danny Southside. You know, of course, I knew he was going to do it, but of course, I just had to let the people agree. I had to show them and let them see it for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, Southside, congrats, man.
It's only right. Like, come on, it's only right. Like, really
interesting. It's only right. It's only right. Southside had to be pregame approved. It's only right. But we got a call. They want to get on air and say something real quick. I'm trying to get them on. Last 4 digits, 6081. You are live on pregame radio. Let us know who you are, where you calling from.
I'm calling from the house. TGO with a check-in. You heard Malik TGO. Black was
good.
Wait.
What's popping, Leaky?
Was good.
Good, man.
I'm chilling, you know. Was out of commission for a minute, but I'm back, full up and running, you know, thank God, because I was lost without it.
Okay. Nah, you was all right.
You ain't missed much.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's all well and good. But so it's TGO in the building. We got Danny Southside, the newest pregame approved artist.
Okay, that's what's
so
up.
He got the slot on the mixtape, of course. He's also in the running to be one of the pregame artists of the year. And that's what I'm saying, like, the competition's getting so stiff. Pause.
Son, I got to be honest with you. You know, you may think the competition is getting stiff, but I got to be quite honest with you. There are some that's going to be on this mixtape that really right now, they own competition. They own competition.
And that's where you're freak, though, you heard?
Yeah, you catch this real. I'm serious. And like Black said earlier, y'all know I'm not too fond of much, all right? But there's a few of y'all that, y'all your own competition. Y'all found y'all better than some of these niggas out here. And I don't give a fuck. Wayne is still a dirty motherfucker. I can't stand that nigga.
Wait, who that? Who?
Fucking Little Wayne. I hate that dirty bastard, yo. Word up. He make me sick, man. He just got rich off of just nothing, yo. I'm sorry. Some of his shit. And you know what? The shit of his that I like has always been collaborations with R&B artists. That's the only time I can fucking even get halfway into what he's saying. But just him as an artist, I'm sorry, yo. That shit, some of that shit, he be slurring it. You don't even know what the fuck he's talking about. It don't even make sense. Real talk, it don't even make fucking sense. I'm sorry, yo. I don't like when people like that is successful and get heard. And it's, you know, and you underground cats is ones making the real music right now, but it's just not reaching the right people, you dig?
Yeah, really though.
Word.
Because I'm out there the other day selling CDs, and, you know, I sold CDs to somebody, and they went to go play the CD, and they listening to it, and the car, like, yo, see, you got it. You know, the same thing that you just said, that's the same thing the person said, like, it's man underground. Well, there's a few underground artists that do have the talent that's really ready there that should be eating right now. And, you feel me? Everybody else want to pay everybody else. You feel me? A Little Wayne or somebody. You feel me? Like, they ain't giving the real ones the shot. You feel me?
You know, I just want to.
That's what the whole thing is about here, pregame. We gotta give, you know, outlet. Y'all got to be heard, man. If it wasn't for shit like Twitter, Facebook, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people wouldn't even know about it, but it's good that we got things like that because it gives all of the listeners, it gives the real hip-hop heads, it gives us a break from the bullshit. So I got to give a shout-out to all y'all, TGO, Danny Southside, all the artists who ever came through on pregame radio. Y'all give us a break from the bullshit on the mainstream that they're trying to force this as actual hip-hop.
Play that situation, son. Play the situation.
Okay, TGO, oh. Al.
Yo, son, listen, son. Whose birthday is coming up? Yours or mine?
I'm crying, fuck.
Next week, you can dictate the music.
Yo, it's my way or the highway.
You know me, all the bottles of the bubbly. Now the models all around wanna rub with me. You can imitate but never be another me. I know this life of a one gon' be the death of me. But we gon' ball till we fall, yeah, definitely. You talk about the next best thing, mention me. I'm the underrated, most hated, heavy hitter. Don't leave your girl around me, nigga, come and get her. Cause I ain't gotta do much, you already snow. And I'ma keep it real, I don't fuck every hoe. I'm smoking cigars in Panama with a bunch of bras walking around with their bras and their panties on. The life of a boss, vacation on private resorts. Been a penthouse, winning cabins and lost. Clear Air Force, matching see-through Porsche. I'm starting on these niggas, what the fuck you thought? I'm tanning on a yacht, laid back, getting hella top. Reading my emails on a Bluetooth watch. Her body sick, could've started on Baywatch. Instead, she with me, massaging my feet in arch. Eating, seeing crabs and lobsters, shrimps and scallops. I'm a king, son is a prince, the crib is a palace. Bitches see me in the dress. Me as your highness, cause I'm the one who spoiled them in five-star diners. Classy females with a touch of elegance, grace, finesse, and beauty, the five elements. To a five-star chick that attract this young veteran. Presidential suite, first night, let's settle in. Start fresh in the AM, it's settled then. Don't disturb signing the door, cause we gon' get it in. Exotic trips take a day to reach our destination. I pay for everything, girl, with no hesitation. I ain't stunting, baby girl, this is how I live. Niggas call it tricking, I just think I like to give. She look in my eyes and had to crack a smile, cause she know she ain't dealing with a broke nigga now. DC diving in the Cayman Islands. Tomorrow we sightseeing while we playing Trey albums. A week in the mountains is better than public housing. She said, what about her ex? I said, what about him? If he got a problem, don't worry, it's not a problem. I'm from Harlem, any problem, I'm revolving for sorrow. Any other issues on your mind, let me resolve them. Stressed out, sex therapy, release the stress out. Karma Sutra, girl, bring the best sex out. Showing your good time, girl, that's what I'm about. Thank everybody for taking the time to listen to this. It's been a long time coming, but I'm here now. Louis Urban Enterprise. June was good. It's your boy Johnny Swagger. Quavo Bravo. You know? Great boys, TGO, what's good? All Stars, Harlem. You know? Ghostwriter for hire if you need me. Any features, collabos? Just hit me up. Easy and real simple, you know? This is what I do, baby.
She can just throw a win around because her birthday next week. That's why you got the whole show next Friday for us, son.
Hold on. Yeah. When your birthday? When your birthday?
Friday, baby.
Friday. What's that?
The 25th.
Oh, okay. Mine's is the 3rd.
Oh, shit. All right. Aerie, stand up.
Jewel ready.
All right.
So we got Danny Southside in here. The news pregame approved by us. We got TG on the building. We got to leave Johnny Swag, and we here chilling, kicking our legs up. And remember, man, we pre-gaming, but, yo, y'all be safe, man. Don't drink and drive and wrap it up and all that good stuff, all right? Now, I'm just, you know, because pre-game radio, I'm good with, you know, we're good at throwing ideas out, making, you know, making suggestions or things that you, and it just be hot. you know. Like right now, I got three pregame approved artists about to come together. You guys are familiar with the track Straight Outta Compton, right? So,
so
one day I'm thinking, I'm like, yo, why don't we have Cashmere, Chase Baker, and H Square redo that track, but instead of Straight Outta Compton, Straight Outta Brooklyn. I put it out there, and it picked up momentum, so they working on it. So as soon as that joint is put together, we putting that out there. That's what we doing.
Yeah. I'm feeling yo,
take your phone on speaker, son.
My phone's not on speaker, son. My son's not on speaker. Listen, you gotta play that other TGO track I like, son. You gotta play that shit on the little while.
I'll play it one time, but I want to get into another Southside track.
All right.
Southside drops something light.
Word up.
And, you know, we start to wrap the show up.
He brings the food. All right.
You know, so Southside, tell us about this PSA, man, that you got going on.
Well, you know what I'm saying? It's a public service announcement. You know, I'm just trying to tell everybody, you know, I'm here. You know, the team is here, and we coming strong, like, really, though. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this is a warning, but no biggie, though. I bet I get your attention, really, though.
So that's what it is. Pre-game approved artist, Danny Southside, PSA, on Pre-Game Radio. Call us up, 347-857-4302. We rock into the shows over you, dig?
Mr. Nixon, Danny Southside, yeah, know what time it is, everyone, what's up, this is a warning, but no biggie though,
no biggie,
I bet
though.
I get your attention, really though,
yeah.
New York, I'm repping the big Q,
Queen.
Yeah, I'm known in the South, but from the Gavro, they love me in France, it's PSA for all of you. You dudes will never leave except they like Bartholomew.
Nah.
Give me your wireless mic call, one with the cords. No speaker, fucker, and I give it to them. Been wavy, I don't need to be drunk or high.
Nope.
And bitches always on my dick and I ain't gotta ride.
Nah.
They always wanna go down like a water slide. This is a PSA from that banker guy. Let's DOA, another homicide. New York to Rewind, this is how we ride. Let them know where you from and really rap it right. My words will make them feel the Holy Ghost testify. This is my PSA. Y'all know what time it is. I tell them to get ready to get lost. The cherry room. This is how we do. Took a mighty long time, but I had to make it happen. Now I stand tall, eyes open, dog vision clear. Just a couple weeks ago, they ain't even know me as friends. Now I bang the radio and have them filling my jam. That's right, dog, I'm doing me. And it's far from over when you fucking with D. So get off my back, cause you ain't fucking with heat. It's the return of the queen boy that's known to pack heat, boy. 22-2, I spit harder than him, boy. Like some hemorrhoids, I fuck up your whole shit, boy. Like the dead, I'm coming up from the underground. Here to come and take the street and the industry clown. In the back block bangers, play games you left and lost and found. I had to do this, you. What? It's over now. Y'all know what time it is. What? Yeah, the cherry room. What's up?
Yeah, that was the Danny Southside joint, PSA, public service announcement. So if y'all ain't know before, you know now, he's here. So we getting ready to wrap stuff up. 10 minutes left. You know, we about to get things going. Like I said, I hope you guys are safe and everything tonight. And y'all already know, we lost Southside. We're going to try to get Southside back. But y'all already know, be safe, don't drink and drive, and all that good stuff. Follow me on Twitter, at Brooklyn Black. Y'all already know. Pregame _ radio, Facebook. Hell, Google me. I'm on iTunes and all that. Let's see.
And you know what? It's all good. The switchboards weren't in trouble and all that. You know, it's the end of the show. We did a good thing. You know, Brooklyn Black and Ebb, as always, the dynamic duo. So I'm happy. You know, we pulled it off. Big shout out to Fuego TGO crew. They definitely came through and showed us love as always. You know, so they did this. So definitely, man, shout out to them. Let's see. We got another caller. See if I get him in the room. 1167, you live on pregame radio.
Okay.
Yo, Southside, you back. Yo.
What's good? Hold on. Let me do that right. Yo. What up, Black? What's good?
Bro, what's good, man?
It's privilege. We're shaking.
Oh, what's good, man?
I'm chilling, man. I'm in the crib. Got the Henny shots going, me and a couple of ladies. You know how I do. You know, my privilege
couple
shit.
Couple of ladies.
Sipping privilege, you know.
Couple of ladies sipping a Henny privilege.
Yeah,
okay,
man.
So,
what's good? What's good,
well,
though?
You know, we got Danny Southside. We got the fellas at TGO in the building.
Okay,
you know,
yo, TGO, what up? You already know.
TGO member up in here.
Who that?
So we got playing here. That's Danny Southside right there.
Danny Southside, what's good, brother?
What's poppin'?
Chillin', man.
We got Fuego in the room.
Yo, Fuego, what up?
I think am I on the check-in?
Yeah, you on the check-in. You live.
Nigga, Fuego.
I didn't know I was on.
To the deuce, man. All right, Fuego. I see how you give it up.
I know my phone had hung up, so I ain't know. What's good, though? You got some joints? You ain't holler at the boy? Like, come on, B. Like, really, though. Like, what is that about?
Yo, we in Brooklyn all day, man. I'm waiting for you to make that trip, homie. We here. We here. You already know what it is, man.
Who you got over there for
that's
me,
what
man?
It is. Man, yeah. I got about three lovely ladies here, man.
Tom Flake said hi.
You already know. I'll be your Black. I got one for you too, Black. Gotta have one for the host.
So you already know what it is. After party going on at Deuce Crib. Yo, and you know Deuce is, you know, he's the CEO, the face of GX Media, but believe it or not, Deuce is not pregame approved.
I'm not pregame approved. Oh man, that's not what I heard.
We gotta handle that. We gotta fix that. So what we gotta do, we gotta get three tracks from Deuce. We gotta get Deuce in on the night. We gotta throw him in the arena. We gotta give him a fair shot, just like everybody else. Like who else? We got Swagger's pregame approved. Danny Southside is newly pregame approved. You know what I mean? We got a Square cast, man. All these pregame approved artists, but we got to get Deuce Privilege on there.
So how can we take care of that? Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need to be approved ASAP. I'm like, good credit.
So we got to get him on there. And you know what? I got Swagger. I got Deuce. I got Southside. Ev, are you thinking what I'm thinking, Ev?
I don't know what you're thinking, son, because you're crazy.
Yo, I'm thinking what you're thinking. Turn it on. Turn the beat on.
Oh, we ain't talking about no beat. Nah, no beat. We don't do beats around here. We do acapella. You know, I'm thinking the three-way freestyle. That's what I'm thinking. But before we get that going, Deuce, before you even go Southside, let the people know how they can find you besides, you know, Google, Twitter, Facebook, all that. Let them know.
Well, you know,
my fault, Gary.
Well, you know, you can hit the Gmail up, DannySouthside@gmail.com, or hit me on the Twitter, Danny Southside, take out the E, put a 3. You know, Facebook, Danny Southside, you feel me? Like, Reverb Nation, Danny Southside, BBB. You feel me? Like, really, though, you know what I'm saying? And I got that new mixtape about to drop soon. Hopefully we get Snatch Tape, you know what I'm saying, on that too. You know, DJ Nice, shout out to DJ Nice, DJ Backblocks. The Hardest in Queens dropping soon. That DJ Fuck With Me, that's going to be on that. And, you know, Life Is So Crazy, that's going to be on me and my man Red joint we want in. You know what I'm saying? And you already know, The Return of Southside out now, so that's the hip-hop joint. So just go on that Piff, man, mixtapes on that Piff and all that. Just go check me out. Google me.
Google him. Dude, let the people know where they can find you at, man. The Deuce shot.
I'm here. I had my phone on mute. Yo, y'all can find me at www.gxmedia.biz. And if you're trying to contact me, just hit contact us, put attention deuce, and I get the email. Or you can find me on that Twitter. My name is kind of long, so you might not remember it, but it's DUCEDAPRIVILEGE. That's my Twitter right there. Or you could just follow IMGX Media. You already know what it is. And if you forget that, holla at Black. He can get in touch with me.
Yeah, yo, and I already know for everything I tell y'all, just holla at me. Y'all already know. Fuego, let the people know how to get at you, man.
Oh, you already know. You catch me on Twitter, Fuego Bravo, FUEGOBRAVO. Or you can hit me on Facebook, Johnny Swagger TGO. Find me.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with your verbiage, Fuego, because you tell a nigga to hit you on Facebook, you're going to start getting poked in all that. You're going to be crazy, but you got to chill.
Oh, man, we got to chill on that. And also, residents of Harlem, if there's a shortage of Kool-Aid, holla at Fuego.
But
we got to get into the site for next week. We celebrating FB Day. Featured artists, matter of fact, featured artists may be due to privilege, but we'll let y'all know. Next Friday, check us out, 11:01. It's her birthday. We got to get this freestyle thing going, and I'm going to flip my three-sided coin and say that the Danny Southside starts it off.
Okay, no doubt. So I said, hey, yo, I set my standards high like Cosby, right? Because I live in a different world like Jasmine God. Snakes all around me, B. I ain't trying to be the one to get filled with the lead. I like that battery. Stepped it up gradually. Now I'm making moves on top of my game. Niggas is mad at me. Tone and Vig created a monster. Now severe madness, I flips it on ya. I'm a blow, keep hitting you, die slow. By next year, dog, my foot be up in the dough. I'm too advanced to go back. It's not worth it, y'all. It's like a nigga going pro in college basketball. If I slip them now, I know they wouldn't give a fuck up. Like off an Annie, I'm a four when the sun comes up. You stick with dollar like Richie Rich, I'm a for the bucks. No, don't play lotto, but I seem to have all types of luck. You know what's bad when you don't like the place where you grew up? When I return, even if I lost my little luck. Boy, uh-huh.
All right. Yeah. Yo, listen. No written, kids spitting, flow gifted. Matter of fact, class of spliff, time to get listed. Henny in my cup, my hand on the butt. Two freaks, deuce, man, I'm trying to get a nut. Trying to get a touch, yeah, I'm trying to fuck. Four leaf clover, young nigga, press your luck. Pre-game radio, trying to get fellatio. You know how it go. I'm on the ADO. I'm not approved, but soon I will be. Tune in next week, Friday, so you can feel me.
Fuego, let's do it.
Yo, I'm the topic on them blog talks. But of course, what you thought? I'm from New York. I'm a great one. Yeah, I do them great things. If you ain't doing shit, you the first hating. I'm making power moves. I'm a big boss. I'm from Harlem, dogs, so freeze the cross. Flood the watch. I don't care what it costs. I be killing these jewels. No holocaust. What you mad about? Because I'm swagged out. If TGO there, you know we bring them hoes out. We get that airtime. We about to take off. It's a celebration, bitches. Mazel tov. It's not a game, fam. Hope you understand. Tony Stark's the way I keep that iron, man. We hot now. Everybody want to join the clan. Because we about to blow up. Taliban. You heard?
Oh, man.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Don't worry, we get up out of here. Fuego Bravo, TGO, good looking out. And also, please, everybody, sign up. Pregameradio.news.com. It's on the pop and make a profile. Checking on the blog, so your pictures and your tracks and all of that good stuff. And we are out of here, man. Be safe. Have a good night. See y'all next week.
Yo, Black, I love you.
Hey,
right.
Peace.
Peace.
One.
Stay right there,
Joshua.
We out of here.